Paul, some good news for the SCM redevelopment.
Absolutely. So it's a really actually good news for all of our residents and, of course, our communities.
So what is the news today?
So they announced additional 27 beds. We applied for, we were approved for 69 beds all along since April of 2016. We applied for 27 more beds, bringing up to 96. We submitted that application in June 2020, and today we get the announcement that it was approved. So we're really delighted. 96 beds makes more sense financially in terms of our aging population and, of course, to address our wait list.
Yeah, for sure. How long is the wait list right now?
I think it's about 25 residents waiting to get in.
So there it is right there. Okay, good. What does this mean about moving ahead with construction?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're even though today's a great announcement, a great step forward, I mean, we're still many months away from the process. So I'll just give you some items I jotted down here in terms of next steps.
Okay.
So we're still on track, which is a good thing, because despite the pandemic, we were hoping to get approval in the spring of 2021, and I guess that's on a Sunday. So we're still in terms of on track. But the next steps is, of course, a public consultation, because we have increased our bed size, and we've also changed locations, right? We're going to be putting the manor behind the hospital. So that will take some time, probably about a month. Then we go to the next stage would be drawings and designs for the new building. So I've already got the email out to the architect, so we'll start that anytime soon. But the big part is the finalizing the development agreement, which is the DA they refer to. And that's basically to making sure that we have all the approvals in place, our financing in place, our fundraising budget in place. So this is where it probably take another couple months. But if all works out well, we'll go to tender. And again, that could take 30 to 60 days. But we're really, you know, trying to be confident. I don't want to, you know, get everybody's hopes up, but we're hoping to be shovel ready by hopefully the fall.
And then how long until you can actually open the new place?
Well, so this is a big build, 96 beds. So we always anticipate about 18 to 24 months.
Okay. So, but regardless, that's one big step today.
Yeah, so today was what we've been waiting for since June. There's been a lot of dialogue, but again, I appreciate the pandemic has put a lot of departments on hold. But today is really the milestone.
Okay, is there anything else you want to add?
I actually do want to add. I want to thank the Ministry of Long-Term Care for their support. I certainly want to thank Ontario Health, Advantage Ontario, our fundraising committee, our donors, all of our staff, actually, and our current residents who have been waiting for this new building. Just thank them for being so patient. So we still have a lot of work to do, but today is just